Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Blog Talk Radio.
You let the beat build round and round. That pose she go, that sound and make when she hit the floor. Go boom. I'm gonna take her to my room. For show. I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
PKBNP, we fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
Money. What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dash. And that's gonna make me dash. And that's gonna make me dance. Make it rain tree, make it rain tree. Make it rain tree, make it rain tree. Make it rain tree, make it rain tree. Make it rain tree.
I'ma make it rain. Ain't afraid of pics in the building, ladies. Make sure you get them pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man. Let go. At the Georgia. I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die. You be cute. LOC. Three turtles. Job.
Money ain't a thing.
BKP and T, all the ENT, Big Brother Entertainment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio, J Dog, V Dog. Ain't the frame picks, let's go.
You wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
And in Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now.
And that's gonna make me dance.
Call in, get your shout out on.
Make it rain.
15,558 people listening in, y'all.
You wanna see some ass?
Yeah,
I
want to
see some
bad. So what you saying,
man? Sexy ladies everywhere, baby. 168 North Avenue. Let a friend know. Get the ass in the building.
Make it rain.
Dolly, you going ham, bro.
Hold up.
We up in here, man. Bulldog Cafe. Layback Sunday Bad Girls Club Edition. Ladies, we getting away that free money, that photo shoot with Ain't Afraid Pink. Let's go.
Y'all
for
a nigga,
man,
you see in the club. Y'all think I'm good. These hoes on my dish, trying to get a little tea. It's me right now.
So fucked up. The whole world's fucked up, man. Michael Jackson lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? I thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kid, get the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid, I'm fucking done. I'm done with Michael. I was a fan my whole life. I am fucking done. I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes, Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. It's like, oh, Michael, you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Yes. Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation? Yes. Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, nigga, is you crazy?
Legion, the legend, man. I'm in here with Zoom Man, Glance Radio. That's where they do that at radio. That's straight dog beat.
violence struck in every city. The shots I did not show no pity. Even if you're careful and narrow, you most a stray bullet might just wipe you out. So much talent behind zinc fences. Future leaders found dead in trenches. But where my treasure is, my heart is also. And tonight I just wish I could go to damn down, down, down. That's where my loving lies. Go down, 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 down. I wish I was there tonight. On the outside you look so pretty, but you're bathing in blood, you're filthy. Some of my friends say they want to see you, but I'm afraid of what you might do. I had to leave you to make a life. I tried it there, but it wasn't right. Many of us spread all over the globe, but we miss you. Go down, down, you go. Go down, 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 down. That's where my loving lies. Go down, 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 down. I wish I was there tonight. Jump down. Jump down. Jump down. I wish I was there, even though violence struck in every city. Shots I did not show no pity. Even if you're careful and narrow, you know that stray bullets might just wipe you out. So much talent behind zinc fences. Future leaders found dead in trenches. But where my treasure is, my heart is also. And tonight I just want to go home. To jam down, jam down. That's where my loving lies. Go jam down, jam down. I wish I was there tonight. Go jam down, jam down. That's where my love lies. Go jam down, jam down. I'm feeling for you, feeling for you.
Mr. Fresh, Mr. Fresh, Mr. Fresh.
Y'all coming to you live on WTVCA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that have spit the flames. This national artists that have changed in the game. You know what it is. Yo, it's Saturday night. Ride with me and vibe with me, man.
Yeah. up. Real talk.
Yo, this is where they do to that radio, where we feature in the local artists that are spitting the flame, to national artists that are changing the game. You can catch our broadcast each and every night, Monday to Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We'll feature some of the local artists that are spitting the flame, to national artists that are changing the game. The number is 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. You know what I'm saying. It is what it is. And like I said before, if you're ready for an experience of a lifetime, the Urban Experience is here to stay. You get a chance to join your host, J-Dawg, your girl Beanie Weenie, and your homegirl, Ride Shotgun, D-Dub. Real talk, that's what's up. That's what's happening. This is where they do to that radio room, featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. What if you were told to have it all? What if you were told that despite it all, you have to give up everything? A motion picture that will shape and change the minds and hearts of the elites who are now one of the world's most anticipated movies in a decade. This is a story about a man, a family, a mother, a father. A story about real people. A story about love. One that'll make you love. One that'll make you cry. Your arms.
Coming to you live on WTBTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Now, you've been hearing the same time and time again about the media tank. Real talk, the media tank is definitely money in the bank. Yo, if you definitely kind of paying your high cable bills, you definitely hit us up, you know what I'm saying, for $35 a year. You can enjoy the local cable television programming and all the movies and the hardest things. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, we're definitely on the move to definitely take media back to where it once was. We can't give it away for free, we can damn near make it almost free. Real talk, don't take my word for it. Holler at my boy JR, man.
What's up? It's your boy JR, you know what I'm saying? Looking for all y'all out there who interested in getting into the music industry. Hit me up, you know what I'm saying? And if you also, if you're interested in getting rid of all of your high cable bills, and you tired of paying high cable bills, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? This is your boy JR once again. Y'all come on now. Holler at me.
Yo, real talk it is. It's just that simple. You hit us up at 678-534-8447. That number is 678-534-8447. Go to the website, which is spellboundmedia.weebly.com. That is www.spellboundmedia.weebly.com. Hit us up so we can definitely change the game for you. Real talk, taking media back where it once was, would be free for everyone. But we can't give it away. We can't show it to you. You already know what it is. Hit us up.
Bring in my watch me on the bench. Everybody live. Produced by LeBron. What it is there, Hunter? Get it. Everybody live. Got exotic in they cushions and they cups. Feel everybody live. You fresh out the pants. Everybody swagging crazy and it turns up to the man. Got it live. Tonight they spellbound. I'm here with the bomb,
nigga. Take the bullshit on. It's a lyrical bomb threat. Yes, I'm a bomb threat to you niggas.
You know what it is. Ride with me, vibe with me.
Instrumentals.com.
Yo, this is your boy Jay Dawg. I'm gonna live on WTVTA Radio, man. And who we got in the building? We got my man, Phil DeCastro. Real talk, holding it down, doing what you do. Hey, man, what's been good with you, man?
Not much, man. Just been doing shows, you know what I'm saying? I just had a show a couple weeks ago with Eternal from Wu-Tang Killer Bees West Coast. We just been, you know, trying to move, trying to get music out there. You know, I know a lot of people, there's some people that hate me. You know, I just want to get on that. But you know what I'm saying? All love all around, man. It's all love. As long as we get together, we all make money together, you know what I'm saying? But on another note, I just been, you know, doing shows, been going on tours. I got this show coming out November 12th in Atlanta. They have this big car show. This is like the senior position of the car show, so I'm expecting it to be a real big turnout.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, that's going to be a real hot weekend, man, because, you know, we're going to be doing the tailgate, man, right around that time, man. I think the Atlanta's playing the, I think that's the Orioles. I think it's playing Louisiana that weekend. So, man, it's going to be hot. It's going to be a lot of folks this time. Definitely, it's going to really do what it do. You know what I'm saying, man? Being an artist in your caliber, getting an opportunity to really get out there, you know what I'm saying, and really push the music, you know, with tell us a little bit about the shows, you know, that you just finished up with the All Man that tournament. I know our fans are definitely dying to hear more about that.
It was a good turnout, you know. Of course, we rocked the show, I rocked the show. And right after that, the next night, we had another show out in Rhode Island. We did that show, and, you know, they had a code for them. And actually, the owner ended up pulling me up and asking me to come back. He actually wanted me to do my own set. So he wanted me to come back here and do my own show there.
justified, but you made a major impression on, you know, on the fans, you know what I'm saying? You know, one thing about when you catch that good energy and you're out there on stage doing what you do, you know what I'm saying? Good music sells itself, and when you got true fans, you know what I'm saying? They're going to definitely follow you, man. So, you know, it's always a good look to hear, you know, artists out there on the grind doing what they do, you know what I'm saying? Really giving the fans what they love. You know, for a lot of people that are definitely, you know, tuning into this podcast, and a lot of up-and-coming artists, and, you know, a lot of folks that are out there. Right now, the whole itinerary is pretty much being put into perspective. Well, right now, you know, it's about marketing, it's about advertising, it's about getting out there and saying, what words are encouraging would you have to any up-and-coming artists who definitely want to get into this thing full-time and really doing this thing, you know, and what would you say to them?
It's a grind, man. It's a hustle. You gotta put, you know what I'm saying, everything into it. If you don't do it, you can't sweat. You're gonna be tired. It's gonna be exhausting. But you, if you love it, if you're passionate, if you love to do, at the end of the day, man, it's worth it. It's not worth it.
Definitely. You know, the whole key to it is definitely being in position where you can definitely deliver. You gotta have the pass. You gotta have the drive. It's a lot of work, you know what I'm saying? But when you love what you do, it's not work. You know what I'm saying? It all comes with territory. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing we love about a lot of artists that just with on that's with us on where they do that radio. You know, you really want to understand where it's seen as well as heard. We're doing real good numbers in terms of just with what you guys are putting together in terms of itinerary and content. The fans are very, very receptive. For all those Baby Castro fans out there, what message do you guys want to say to them like that?
I just want to, you know, thank everybody for supporting me, all my fans, you know, all my friends, my family. I just want to tell y'all that, you know, don't sleep on me, man. I'm coming, and you know, I'm coming up quick, so it's going to be a real cold winter.
Yeah, cold winter. That was up, man. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we got a lot of stuff that's definitely in the mix. You know what I'm saying? Good music, good tracks that are coming up, man. You know, just kind of give, you know, I don't want to give them a whole sneak peek of really what you got going on. But, you know, what do you think will be probably the next hottest single off the album? Let me say, you got to know. Really going to really take space. But, and you, with that title, I'm telling you why it's going to really get a lot of focus.
Well, Get Money is actually the single that's out there. And I've been hearing from the ones around What Up. That's the single What Up. That's going to be, I'm going to be releasing that. Everybody's been liking that. And basically, the song is basically saying, you know, I'm a cool, I'm a humble dude. So, you know, yeah, say what up to anybody. But honestly, I'm a geek first, you know what I'm saying? So, all of them in. You know what I'm saying? All these fake people out here and all these want to be rappers and all these want to be people that just want to do it just for the good fame and all that other stuff. You know what I mean? That's what it's basically about.
You know, we definitely can't wait to get that up in rotation, man. We got a lot of loyal supporters out there that are definitely feeling it, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, man, we'll definitely do what we can do to definitely, you know, just get that single out there and really have pushed it, you know, to the masses. You know, they're feeling it. They're feeling it like time moving all the way around. And like I've been saying since the beginning, man, good music sells itself. So as long as you guys keep doing what you do, you know, we ain't going nowhere, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to continue to push this product, continue to definitely get the fans what they need. You know, there's so many different genres out there that was, you know, but I stand true with it when it comes to hip hop. It's one of the world's most influential music genres out there. And the reason why it has that type of influence is just the culture. You know, it's not just music, it's the entire culture that goes with it. And speaking of all from a hip hop culture standpoint, who are some of the artists that Billy Castro, you know, grew up listening to and really got it, you know, really got into your mind? Is this something you really want to pursue?
Man, I listen to Rakim. I listen to Kumo D. I listen to EPMD. You know, there's a lot of rappers I listen to because, you know, and I don't just listen to any kind of particular genre of music. I listen to all types of music. So.
Okay. All right, so with that being said, what other genres do you think you're really into? I'm going to put you on the spot just a little bit.
I can tolerate
Real talk, real talk. That's my man, Bill Castro. You joint is called Get Money. You know what it is.
You're jamming with the hottest DJ on the planet. Hottest DJ on the planet.
Do y'all know who this is? Get us off.
Niggas say to me, pull the cow. I'm looking inside.
fanatic, just protecting with the skill that's similar. Said to some bad, get pissed, it's like an air. But you read who I pop, strictly hardware. All we did, cause I didn't throw out the blizzard. Flawed by the system, for murdering the rhythm. Now lo and behold, another deadly episode. Down to catch another fucking charge when I explode. Slamming a high bad curse to your head first. I ramshack dead in the track and that's back. Rap is fast and fastest, quick to blast and hard rock. I ran up in spots like four knots. Top knots, so six with logic. Flat back, now I attack your whole project. I'm raw, I'm rugged and raw. I repeat, if I die, my seed will be ill like me. Approaching me, no matter respect, chops your neck. I get vexed, I crashing up a fat ass leg. So clear the way, make way, yo, open the gate. Piece of mouth, chanting like a runaway slave.
You're getting flipped from the garments, white, white, jewels. I went out to a tank when he leaves the back. Ain't a damn thing, same boys protecting that. On a big bag, take a large damn potato. Quick to see my wounds ain't bored right through your navel. The pencil, cross being voiced through my utensil. The pencil, I went so hard, winds up potential. Abba, been right through your county like the Maverick. Cap through the tablet, I got to make the fabric.
Like a samurai, the old dirty bastard from the bar. Old dirty clan of terrorists, coming at your ass like a sorceress. You've been in this. Niggas keep your hands on my fucking nerves. Burn family kicking, make me wanna keep their fucking ass to the curb. Boy, got bump keepers, like the whole specialist. A carrier, messenger, courier. Less experience for the whole experience. Let it be flying. Let it like plaster, crusher, slasher, master killer, thou jumped off and chiller, pillar. I was the thriller in the alley, freaks of Manila. I came down with backtracks and combined in a lock. I get smashed by Cinder Block. Bow, now it's all over. Niggas seeing pink hopes, yellow moons, orange stars, and green clovers.
Yo, real talk, check out this interview right now. War Machine from Wu-Tang. Check it out. This is your boy J-Dawg coming to you live on WTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are splitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I got a very special guest that's on the air with us tonight, man, taking a little time out of the city, out of the studio to get with the guests and let us know what's up and what's happening. Yo, real talk, man, we got the one and only, my man, MLZ, definitely in the building on WTA Radio, man. Man,
what's good with you, man? What's good with you, man?
Yeah, you know, just coming off the weekend on the A3C, all three coast hip hop festival they had in Atlanta. You know, everybody came from Pan Bar, you know, some of the icons of music, the forefathers, you know, Big Daddy Kane was in the building, Grand Wizard Theodore, MC Shan, you know, I see my brothers Random Action, Sean Price, Guilty Simpson, Black Milk out of Detroit, One Below. I mean, you already have Raz Cash. I mean, it was crazy. I had Young Dirty Bastard out. My brother's team, the Wise Men, which composed of Ron Nazareth. Brother Kevlar 7, my man, Jew Omega. I mean, it's crazy. Artist Head, Fort Knox, The Five, like, Eternia down to Canada. Like, it's crazy, you know?
Yo, I can imagine, man, with that type of stuff started activity, man. I know it's been, like, super off the chain, man. Real talk. Yo, we got a lot of youngsters on the air, a lot of youngsters out there, you know, they definitely holding it up, doing what they do. You know, a lot of those cats, they definitely know who they are. Some of them, you know, they definitely are admirers of their work. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, you know, with your experience in the industry and just, you know, being around as hip-hop actually blossoming to what it has now, where do you see hip-hop right now in terms of where it's going right now?
I mean, it's definitely in a transition. In all honesty, I see it going back to the basics of it, because what we've witnessed and lived through, we've seen a lot of artists that are very talented, and they get in situations where they sign these deals with these labels, and they utilize them for the single. Then the album is really kind of thrown together. They don't really have the album put together to tell a story or really get into the artist. It's basically a compilation. Most albums are compilations because you have so many different producers, so many different artists, there's collaborations, which is not a bad thing. It's just that it's gotten away from albums actually being built off of concepts, so you get to know the artist. That's why some artists have so much longevity, and the other ones, you hear them pop up and disappear. But I just see it transitioning back to getting back to dudes who actually talk about stuff that have, like, substance in the song. And basically, Born With The Change, we've seen a lot of it out here the past 4 days. A lot of people in the South haven't been exposed to hip-hop, like, you know, I have growing up up north. And I don't, you know, discredit any artist for doing this thing, but it is, there are differences in different elements. Like, there's a difference between a rapper and it's a difference between an MC.
Okay.
And there's a difference between hip-hop and there's a difference between rap. Rap is something we do. Hip-hop is a culture by itself, you know. And with that, you know, it's knowledge, wisdom, understanding. You got songs, and especially coming up from, you know, the 80s, where, yeah, we could pick the things that we see in our environment, but it's also balanced with, you know, some jewels for your mental growth. You know what I'm saying? We plant seeds and let them grow in your mind. You know, it's not all about killing people, bashing people over time. It's like, how many times you're going to replicate that formula? It's like incest. You know, the more times you use the same formula, it gets weaker. And I think right now we're in the stage of a formula that the industry uses weak. And they have to come back to where it was grown from. They have to come back to the grain, the dirt, where we all come from. You know, that's when you see artists come. I witnessed an artist, Faison, and never heard him before, but he was a licensed performer. He did his thing. We had artists that came from Singapore. Like I said, Eternia came out from Canada. If people ain't heard of Eternia, they need to keep them. If you're a female MC, they'll step your balls up. No joke.
Okay. Yeah.
I want you to know, have my original DJ here. Shout out to DJ Flash, Justice Lee, all of my fam over here, Ninth Wonder, Joe Scudder, Crisis, you know, Fonte, Poop. My man Sean Don, I hadn't seen him in a long time, you know. My man Illmind, Skyzo, they came through. I mean, it was just crazy. Torre, it's, you know, I feel a lot of energy right now. I just got finished doing something, you know. I'm going to give the shout out, John Mu Gibbons, CEO of Wu Chang Management, my boss, the one of the institute. You know, shout for power. You know, we're about to bring that Wu brand. You know, we got the Wu wear. You know, some things. So, but yeah, you know, the team Venable Beats team, we got there, Marquette, getting it in. You know, kind of straight away from the subject, I'm just so energetic right now.
Absolutely. Okay, man, because you definitely blessing the fans here where they do that radio, man, because they definitely loving it, man. Real talk, man, being involved in it. Yeah.
Yo, this is your boy K Dawg coming to you live. Maybe.
bottom. Gotta catch a pizza. Then she got me open, DC black, white, and green. Then I hit the dice, fuck the man of steel. Green by the door, lay on, yeah, I'm on the teak. Shout out to my people. Shout out to my people. Couldn't have never done it, cause we did it all legal. You know shit crazy, they on 34 kilo. Yeah, I want it all, want it all.
Acknowledge us, we were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R, we are much more, but still we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the answer. We trust no black leaders. Use the stove to heat us, powdered eggs and government cheeses. The challenges with Martin, JFK, and Jesus. Gotta be fresh to go to school with fly sneakers.
Yo, we gonna be outdated books.
We are the forgotten. Summer's cooling off by the fire hydrant. Yeah, I'm from the ghetto with old black women talking about their sugar levels. It's not unusual to see photos of dead homies' funerals. Aluminum foil on TV antennas. Little TV sit on top of big TV eating TV dinners. Girls got in here with Kool-Aid. They gave us lemons. We made lemonade. But this nigga's paid. Ancestry of slaves. Descendant of kings is necessary. I blink. Put rims on everything. Wear Tims on everything. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, it's history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. But still, we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the answer. Do I mean it like a slave master? Nigga, no, I'm gangster. Gotta eat rappers. My abbreviation was young when I caught the cases. That should mean the court could see my changes. Take off the bracelets. Savage went broke. Smoke sour diesel, need no Bowflex. My chest still cut up like a bag of dope. Thought patterns consist of boss matters. Spit Moses lost commandments like a gross sandwich out my mouth. Toast the government cameras, peeping us every week. I must have my cars, homes, and phones squeak for bugs. But this is what I was dreaming of. Between cutting hard coke with new razors slicing my fingers up. They used to string us up. We wanted everything. But the one bringing us cake be the snakes like the new Jack City wedding scene. No time for mistakes. Trying to get it like Medellin. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. Still we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, it's history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. But still we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for?
Nigga.
You the question
what
and the
nigga. Yep.
People afraid of criticism, but I always put myself in a sacrificial position. They been know I ain't just rapping for fame. I got my old homie half since a father acting for change. Yup, I get a cash up. This paper don't matter. They see me from skinny to fatter. When I rap about war, they got a tendency to scatter. They ain't my backup no more. So now my enemies are at my front door. Cause anytime we mention our condition, our history, our existence, they calling it reverse racism. Still to this day, the streets torn. My brother Jung, I always have a seat for him. Not behind me, beside me. You always know where to find me. They say the close ones will hurt you. So let's keep a small circle on the road to riches and diamond rings. In the land of the blind, a man with one eye is the king. They say we NIGGER, we are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, it's history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges.
Nigga. Stop saying nigga. I'm getting a nigga headache. I can't stop. Nigga, stop it, niggas.
Yo, real talk. Y'all already know that. We're going to go to the question line, see what's up, see what's happening, see what we're doing it on WTVTA Radio. Yo, caller, last one to get your number is 9297. You're definitely in the building on WTVTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Yo, 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 what's going on with you, J-Dog? This your boy, Birthmore, just saying where they do that at, huh?
Hey, we doing it right here all year, man. What's been good with you, homie?
Hey, man, you know, hey, cooling it out down. Like I said, just finished getting off my little water break. So, you know, I mean, been back in the booth all weekend and getting a lot of work done. You know, I mean, got a new track called When I Get That Feeling. Got a sample of Marvin Gaye on there. Yeah, everybody can check it out on ReverbNation.com/birthmark. The number 13 is the B. It's 13IRTHMARK. But other than that, man, just been rolling with the punches. You know what I mean? Waiting for this new year to punch the clock on in so we can capitalize off that, you know?
Real talk, guys. What's up, man? We definitely got to get in where we've been in. There's a lot of brand new stuff definitely popping off, man. A lot of stuff definitely popping off. So real talk. It is what it is. Shouts out to my crew going hard out there in Athens, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my girl Chop Chop, you know what I'm saying? Celebrating that B-Day, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. Yo, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. So all I'm saying is, man, you definitely got to get in where you fit in and do what you do, man. Yo, you artists are definitely holding it down and definitely representing where they do that radio in a major way, man. We got a lot of good looks, a lot of folks coming in all over the globe, man. So all I'm saying is, man, y'all just better be ready, man. That's all I can tell you. Definitely get in where you fit in. Do what you do. Well, I got you locked in and holding the diamond. Who you want to send them shout-outs to?
Hey, man, first of all, you know what I'm saying? You know, the Most High, of course. And also, you know what I'm saying? Of course, the where they do to that click, you know what I mean? The whole entourage because, man, like, you know, I was sitting there checking it out the day before yesterday. I think it was like 2 days ago. And, man, you had, like, it was some guy that was, he was preaching about, he was having a speaking about, you know what I mean, a lot of the music and the mental, like the brainwashing that a lot of the negative music is doing. And I just wanted to take the time to let you know that and the whole way they do that stuff, you know what I mean, that I appreciate you all for putting the real stuff back in everybody's ear and making sure that it captures the real stuff because, of course, the media ain't going to shed no light on it. And we need that. And for anybody that's really looking for that real, they need to go straight to where they do that at radio, whether you're listening to it on the internet or you're listening to it on your phone, and you need to clock on in and listen what the hell is going on while J-Dog is doing this thing, because J-Dog is bringing something soulful, he's bringing something spiritual to everybody ears and his media. And like I said, I just wanted to let you know from one soldier to the next, I salute you and it's appreciated, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man. Real talk, hey. Yo, all I'm saying is, man, without you guys, we're not be no us. So as long as you guys keep doing the real, we can't do nothing but be real and hold it all the way down out here, man. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Because you're right. There's a lot of stuff that's out there that has a tendency to a lot of times to take us totally away from the task at hand. So we got to be reminded of, you know, in order for you to know where you're going, you got to know where you came from, man. That's just real talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And for the auditors, I hope, you know what I mean, for the artists that's keeping it real as far. I know a lot of us, we get into a situation where we feel we have to jeopardize what we normally do just to get into the industry or whatever. I mean, you know, you do what you got to do. I mean, like I said, it's just like my niggas that's on the block. Do what you got to do, but still, like you said, don't forget where you came from, I mean, and stay true to what you do.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we have a very powerful craft, and that's to be able to speak and be able to get people's attention while entertaining them. But, you know, we got to make sure that we feeding them some good soul food. You know what I'm saying? So
that's real, because, yo, real talk, man. Yo, if you're not feeding the soul, man, what are you doing it for, man? That's the realness of it. You got to feed the soul, because, yo, music speaks to us on so many levels. So, you know, it's only right that those that are putting it out, you know, definitely are intact with all necessary, you know what I'm saying, tools to really be able to motivate. Keyword, motivate. Music motivates people, man. You know what I'm saying? It motivates you. It brings about a lot of different emotions, a lot of different feelings and aspects. But from a positive standpoint, it's meant to motivate you in a positive direction. It, you know, causes you to reflect on certain things so you can be motivated to do something positive. If music is drawing you to a negative aspect, now listen to what I'm saying. If you have to use a negative aspect to drive home a point, there's nothing wrong with that. But, man, we try to leave the listener somewhere, man. We can't all be talking about selling dope. We can't all be talking about demoralizing women. We can't all just be talking about that 24/7, and nobody's talking about any solutions. Because that without that solution is only pollution, man. You're polluting the youth's mind to totally, you know, perpetuate down a downward spiral, man. So that's, you know, that's what's up.
All right, I appreciate that. And like I said, once again, you're dropping game. Like I say, this is the only station that you're going to be able to catch somebody dropping that real game to you, uncut, unedited, like my dude J-Dawg. So you know what I'm saying? Like I say, for the listeners, whether you're new or you're old, make sure y'all stay tuned on in and hear the wisdom this man shedding light on, you feel me? And also the funky music he's dropping in your ear, straight up. But
oh,
yeah. I'm gonna let you go ahead and do your thing. You know, I got, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got my seatbelt on. I'm riding with you, J Dawg. Shit, straight up.
All right, well, we're finna turn it up. Real talk, listeners. Just remember, you're locked in live at WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Take one more caller right quick. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. You know what I'm saying? We ain't done yet. Yo, caller, if you can hear my voice, you're definitely live on WTDTA Radio. Caller, last for video number is 9512. What it do? You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio.
Get up.
What's up? What's up?
Hey.
Hey. What's good with you?
Good, I had to unmute my microphone. What's up, everybody?
Hey, man, everybody's there. They riding and vibing. They riding with us, man.
That's
what's up. You know what I'm saying? We're coming off that Turkey Day, man. You know, getting ready to get back to the business. You know, it is the weekend, you know.
I know. This has been the longest holiday week of my life.
Right? Longest holiday of your life. Wow, that's
cute.
But, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? We got to make the most of it. We got to definitely do what
we're
doing.
Well, I was still working throughout the holiday. We were all still working, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, we don't stop, man.
Right.
You know, it's a day on the calendar. We definitely got to, you know, wake up and get it in, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Too much.
But, you know, a lot of stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Being the music guru that you are, you know what I'm saying? You've been hearing a lot of stuff since we've been on the air with what they do to that radio. You know, a lot of different looks. A lot of folks definitely feeling the movement, the vibe, the whole nine yards. You know, and as you have a chance to definitely work with a lot of artists, mainstream as well as up-and-coming artists, yourself, just looking at it from a person that hip-hop has had a huge, huge influence in your life, where do you feel that hip-hop is truly going? And what should we expect? You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's the thing.
I feel, and I appreciate you asking for my opinion, J-Dawg. I feel that hip hop is the future. I mean, different genres, different ethnic backgrounds, different sides of the world come together up under hip hop, And now that I have had the opportunity to work with the up-and-comings and the established, the new era of up-and-comings and established, I have a different respect for hip-hop. It's like a rebirth of respect for hip-hop. What they do to that radio and the various other media tools that I use in my career working with music entertainers. I mean, I'm just back in love again with hip-hop all over again. You know, when things change, you have to take the time to do your research. You know, you get this comparison era where everybody wants to compare this person to that person, you know, and then we're past that, and everybody's true face card. I mean, we have gave people enough knowledge to call those spades spades because they've been a spade the whole time. But, you know, so, like my friend, my stylist, she put a post on Facebook that Harriet Tubman put out. Harriet Tubman said she freed 1,000 slaves, and she could have freed thousands more had they have known they were slaves.
Wow. That's true.
Wow. So, I mean, so with that being said, to make a long story short, I'm looking forward to putting people on this new Fame Exchange tour. We're going to kick off in January, starting with the Atlanta Diamond Bowl. I know I mentioned that on the air. And anyone that is having, that are birthing new projects or need funding for their projects, we really need you on this tour. So you need to get with me now at LeadUpATL on Twitter. I'm accessible through J Dawg's office. Hit him up. He can get the message to me. We need you on board now because I'm trying to have this Fame Exchange stage. I mean, pop.
There we go. That's right. It needs to be popping. We're going
to
make sure.
If you're ready to put your project in front of thousands of people in the metropolis that Atlanta is, the Hollywood of the South, if you're ready, holla at Vida.
That's right. Holla at your girl. Holla at your girl. Holla at your girl.
Spaces are getting so full. Like I said, like this whole week I was kind of like planning to relax a little bit. Hadn't had a chance to really, really relax yet. But I feel so good about it because let's get it.
That's right. It's time to get it, man. Yo, the world definitely needs this, man. Real talk, yo. Remember, man, you're at the right place at the right time. For all them serious grinders that's out there, y'all already know what it is. Y'all know the number. We do this each and every night. We're all over the airways. You can hit us up on Just Silking It. You know what I'm saying? New Vision Media, the whole nine yards. Check out the website. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, and I'm showing appreciation and love. Real talk. Yo, VW, if you're a movie fan, check this out. You know what I'm saying? You can actually go to spellboundmedia.weebly.com. You can go to the website tonight. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, I really ain't supposed to do this, but, you know, hey, now that I got it, I'm going to damn sure show appreciation for it. Real talk, you know. So for all y'all that didn't get a chance to go out to the movies this weekend and check out, you know, some of the new movies that's out in the movie theater, all I'm going to say is this. If you go to spellboundmedia.weebly.com and you're going to see a video player that's on there, and just kind of give you, you know, what's in rotation. We got the brand new movie Immortals. It's on there. You know what I'm saying? But guys, all I'm saying, it's a lot of stuff. So pretty much anything that's out in the movie theaters, you know what I'm saying, check it out. We just wanted to show you what's up and what's happening. Don't worry, they do to that radio. It is what it is. We're definitely getting it in like only that we can. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the urban experience. It's all about the movement. So, yo, you got to show love in order to get love, man. And that's what it's all about, man. And we definitely doing our part to show all the love to all the artists who are serious grinders about definitely taking their career to the next level. You already know this. Like my girl B-Dub said, get with her. Yo, she's got a major event popping off at the first of the year. Definitely join in with Fame Exchange and definitely get it in, man, because without you guys will not be no us. So as long as you keep doing what you do, we ain't going nowhere. That's what's up. That's how it's going down. But yo, VW, you already know what it is, man. I'm finna crank this thing. We're finna do what we do. So just ride with me for a second, man.
Okay. That's what's up. Looking forward to hearing from everybody and working with everybody. And happy holidays.
That's right. Happy holidays. Y'all already know what it is, man. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side.
Theater Hip Hop. I'm writing to inform you I'm going to have to end our relationship. I know in the beginning I was down to work, damn hips, but I was tricked. Seduced by your beat. See, you had me for 3 minutes and 46 seconds. I was suspended in time, but when I snapped out of it, I had to ask, did I hear what I thought I did in that last rhyme? Now forgive me. Maybe I'm getting old or maybe I'm just slow because I didn't even know you could say bitch on the radio, but I was entranced by that beat I heard somewhere before. Oh, I remember that was the original score. Now unless I'm dreaming, I could have swore. Right after you called me a bitch, you called someone else a whore, and at this point I'm trying to process a few things. What were the original words to that song? And you want me to do what with my song? And I'm tripping because nobody's acting like anything is wrong. After all, the anthem for the new millennium was Big Pimpin'. And it all seems a bit surreal because when I was dancing around, I didn't know the damage my soul was going to feel. And there are times I am still compelled to move, but I swear to you, it's that old school groove that's playing above the lyrics, because if the music wasn't there, I definitely wouldn't hear it. I thought hip-hop was supposed to be a means of poetically expressing yourself, but it seems these days you'd say anything to get your CDs off the shelf, so let's toast with champagne and blunts to your health. But first, tell me why. Every other video, brother's got to be a gigolo. And you show your respect by pouring beer for the homie who's dead and then pour the rest of that 40 over some female's head? And what's crazier than that is she doesn't seem to mind, but if you look past her ass, deep into her eyes, you just might find a hint of surprise because she didn't realize that the camera shot was going to be between her thighs. And she furthers a lie as she tried to deny, pretending like it's okay, that she just gave a piece of her self-esteem away. And it aired 9 times on MTV today, and all of that for little to no pay, but he's a hustler, baby, and he told you so. And when he's through, you're a video hoe. And I'm trying to make it in this business. I've actually stood in those high-heel shoes, you know? And now when I go to the club, I see a sea of young women with fake diamonds bouncing around their waist, too little clothes on her body, and too much makeup on her face, screaming, underlay, underlay, mommy, E-I, E-I, uh-oh. Were you that hoe? Was I that hoe? Or do we need to spiritually grow? Does anybody know what EIEI stands for anyway? Is it eternally imprinting, exaggerated ignorance, or exploiting innocence while extremely intoxicated? I'm starting to think this hip-hop thing has become way overrated, and you dedicated an entire song to how fast my ass is shaking? Tossing around money that you really ain't making? Didn't I see you on Court TV accused of raping? But I'm the one hating. Well, maybe I am, because somebody needs to speak up on behalf of the woman. So, no, you can't see my thong. No, I won't back my thing up. No, you can't big pimp me into buying your CD. It takes a king and a queen to create a real dynasty. Why don't you set your mind free? Why don't you back that thinking up? Maybe you're already aware because you call yourself corrupt. And it's not hard to deduct when I keep hearing rumors that you're going bankrupt, that you just claiming head hip-hopper in charge, spending all your money on your boys just to prove that you're large, because all your real niggas still kick it with you. And there ain't no nigga like the one you got. So you'd ride for your niggas and you'd die for your niggas because you're a no limitations nigga. What type of nigga slanging bang in the streets? A bad boy, a rude boy, a 504 boy, a hot boy, a ghetto boy? Hold up. I got this plan. Stop calling yourself a nigga and a boy and call yourself a man. Because what I really want from my niggas is to realize that it's the root of the word that's the trigger, triggering thoughts through my temple of its real definition. Look it up, it's simple. Number one, ignorance. Number two, inconsequential and petty. Number three, stingy and miserly. But it's not the definition that comes as a shocker. What baffles me is that you call yourself a doctor. What are you healing, brother? And I'd really like to know, did you get that doctorate degree while you were on death row? Changing your name, thinking it'll contribute to your fame, but all you're doing is defaming yourself and your people, and you want to know why we aren't seen as equals? Got all your jewels wrapped around your neck and your wrist. What happened to throwing up a fist to represent unity, to show our pride? Now the only time you throw up your fist is show up the fact that you bought a Rolex, never mind the damaging effects that all of this has. Look around, it's spreading fast. Even Baby Bow Wow has his Mickey Mouse iced down when he should be fitting those jewels into his crown. Got little kids thinking it's a thing to hustle up your money for a little bling bling. Why don't you sing, sing the truth, player? Money really ain't a thing, you see, when you trade it in for your dignity. And all you've done is perpetuate the negativity, so I challenge thee. The next time that you're seduced by that beat, whether it's when you go to the club, get your groove on, or buy a CD, the next time that you're seduced by that beat, listen closely to the rhyme. And you tell me if that's what poetry was meant to be. Sincerely, Bridget Gray.
Radio. This never sounded so good.
What's up, I'm Beyonce.
All today's music.
Hey, this is Christina Aguilera.
No better place on the radio. Keep this station locked on.
Locked on?
WTVCA Radio, baby. It's my man, Legion of Legend. Y'all know what it is.
Yeah. Hey. You got me hooked all on your body, probably cause I took a bait. You so naughty, your name should be Nadia, cause it relates. The way you rockin' and you rollin', I would think you had on tape. Yeah, I ball like Kobe Bryant, but I never fade away. I'm a radio killer, I could be your dream.
You know this, she is smoking,
so I had to bring the pipe. I am pressured and went right, mix the pleasure with the light. We made it dark all in the room, she said you had to bring the light. Of course I had to, you are hot, so I had to bring the ice. You got some suckers feeling managed, take advantage of advice. Take a stand and be a man, demand your plans to come out right. Then you might take her home tonight.
Rocking that shit.
Hey!
She rocking that shit like. She rocking that shit like. Hey! She rocking that shit like. She just rockin' that shit tonight. We in the car, we on the motor, I'm up in her bar. You gotta take it, you want it. We made love to the first light of morning. So we did it, get it, got it, got it, get it, get it, got it. Ooh, 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 baby, can't do it so my body don't move. Baby, ooh, baby, she rockin' that shit tonight.
I've been feeling here long enough. I didn't get the chance to talk to everybody I want. But you? Yeah, I'm liking what I'm seeing, so I'm thinking to myself, why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? I should approach her with the finest words she'd have never heard. Right. I love it when you last. You do this 'cause it's gonna make it last. You know what I mean? Fresh off the presses, tailor made, tempered like the cleanest fresh press. It had it extra starts. Bitches on the track with a head start. 154 rows, that's smart. Halloween world play down the street and strips. Money make the world go round, I rotate it. Monte Carlo SS086, straight from her pocket. All on bitch. I'm a pimp Indian with a rapper hoe. Chicago native block bending in the Tahoe. Bitch, a magic, charismatic complexion, glowy. I'm out of this atmosphere, baby, space to know. Story exaggerations is understated. I wake up tomorrow, we can get it today. Pimping all the arguments. Now you touching on your privacy. I'm the brain. Yeah, I'm liking what I'm seeing, so I'm thinking to myself, why not? Why not? Why not? I should approach her with the finest words she'd have never heard. Right out. I got the camera in the bag. Should have loved it when you last. You would just 'cause I want to make it last. You know what I mean?
Persuasion on my conversation, got the mama contemplating making alterations. Even the man she's currently dating, time is up to end. She no longer hesitates, calling me a doctor, love getting a rep for operation. So they're saying I keep her stimulated, got her going in the head, and I ain't even penetrated. Gang is from tight, 'cause I'm shot affiliated, 100 block initiated, living up to my name. I can't go chill, my persona, I do whatever I want. I get dimes, you get my lizard, and ugly ass. Prepare to take notes, keep trying to be a player on the business. As a minor, graduated with a major, and the move I'm making made with a swag you can count on. With a swag like mine, you can't go wrong. Look at home and transform with my Motron. Facebook in these women, I get on.
Yeah, I'm liking what I'm seeing, so I'm thinking to myself, why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? I should approach her with the finest words she'd have never heard. Right out. I got the camera in the bag. Should have loved it when you last. You were foolish 'cause I wanna make it last. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got a cold approach like the Humphrey Red October. Even more so
sober, so addictive, so I told him. Talks of time, moonlight, glare off her shoulder. We tranquilist, flow, sipping something out of order. Her mind wide open, but her body out of order. The cool conversation made it less of an important. I say, you stand out like a woman at town. She say, I must agree, but you the one from out of town. Well, hey. Cool star, common ground, cool shark, shoot darts, vibe, more dance floor, move smart. Too much school of arts, paint a picture, moving parts. Culinary, cut the bullshit if you're smart. I confess that I profess nothing less than I do it like the time on your dress. I'm trying to address her and I did it unalarming, it's charming. She's saying ain't nobody did it better, so I tell her, yeah, I'm liking what I'm seeing, so I'm thinking to myself, why not? Why not? Why not? I should approach her with the finest words she'd have never heard. Ride out, ride out. I got the camera and the dash. Should have loved it when you lash. You push, cause I wanna make you laugh. You bet I mean.
It's real life right now. Know what I'm talking about? Look.
Now, I ain't the kind of kid that really make love songs. But I'm feeling like Lorenz Tate and Lil Jones. You the kind of kid that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in the rush to get our love on. Now, I ain't the kind of kid that really make love songs. But I'm feeling like Lorenz Tate and Lil Jones. You the kind of kid that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in the rush to get our love on. Now, I ain't the kind of kid that really make love songs. But I'm feeling like Lorenz Tate and Lil Jones. You the kind of kid that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in the rush to get our love on. Now, I ain't the kind of kid that really make love songs. But I'm feeling like Lorenz Tate and Lil Jones. You the kind of kid that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in the rush to get our love on. I know you like the real, I know you like how, I know you like now, I know you like why, but I am so for real, it is what it is, I want to share some bills, I want to share thrill, yeah, share thrill, but you come to chill, you live where I live, let's get a done, and do it right, cause to me a family is straight up different life, don't mean to rush you through, but I ain't got no kind of play, this check fit. Folks sad every day, so I feel like, why should we wish them up? I want a woman, so my boys need a mother, and you a fair mother. Ain't good looking, but good looking, ain't good cooking. Never sit down, down to earth, I won't let you down. I know the woman's work, I know they came in with, and you don't trust niggas. And I feel you, baby, cause I got trust issues. I trust I'm different. Believe I'm sincere. Believe if I ain't want you around, I would have you here. Believe I'ma hold you down and hold you dear. Believe if I never leave, let me make my clear. Believe I have my ring and make you miss. Like Tim D. King, I wanna be like this. Now, I ain't the kind of kid that really makes a song. But I'm feeling like Lorenz said in the Jones. You the kind of kid that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in the rush to get our love on. Now, I ain't the kind of kid that really make a song. But I'm feeling like Lorenz said in the Jones. You the kind of kid that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in the rush to get our love on.
In the tracks back to back.
Back to back.
Beat to beat.
Beat to beat.
With the only DJ
that knows how to get the job done.
Trying to see the world.
See the world. World.
Oh, baby, that's it. One way it's going to keep your hand up love longer. You need to be here, girl.
What are you? What are you? Nigga, fuck your dreams.
It's revealing a glass ceiling, man.
No matter what we do, and no matter what we say,
no matter how hard we worked at it, and we have been keeping on the go, but so far.
In the city of the most.
I love the A with all my heart.
High school senior Jamal defies all odds when he dares to dream.
We got to stand up together to make this life better.
The majority of racism as blacks are within our own hearts.
Wanting more life than the streets of the bluff.
Like, sometimes I just, you know what I'm saying, go by a plane, you know what I'm saying, fly that shit all over. Then when I'm done, man, I just bring the thing right back to the A. You feel?
No, I don't feel you, nigga. What are you talking about? I will not be a passenger or part of your plane flight.
And you promised me
Jamal faces life.
What it is, ATL. You're live on Dirty Radio. Time to wake up, ATL.
No, you better leave that bitch alone. Poor can't wait to get back to school to drag that trifling asshole. Oh, busted.
Damn, this kid's incredible. We need him. Yeah, we'll call him.
Being a football player, I mean, that ain't my only dream.
And you called him last night.
I know, but I don't want to make a decision right now. I ain't ready.
Gerard is having a problem with his reading, so we're going to have to put him in remedial reading.
Mom, if everyone likes you so much, why don't you be governor?
Nah, little bruh. That ain't for me. They should be governor.
Well,
love.
What happened with you and Jamal last night?
We had a nice time.
A nice time.
Boy, ain't nobody going to know China. Can't nobody speak Chinese.
Stuck in the A for 18 years. Not even being able to afford to leave Atlanta and just go to Florida. You trying to see the world with me, baby?
And the struggle of being a product of the ghetto.
Don't you know when you come from the hood, you stay in the hood, you die in the hood.
No, I know I can't relate to what life is for you, but I know what it could be.
I promise you, this is not fair, but it seems like every time we get there, we'll be right there in when you break down, I'm gonna tell you, man, this is always tough, man.
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm gonna tell you if I put your goddamn hands on my mouth. What's wrong? What's wrong? What else ain't got to do with you?
I don't want to fuck you.
Don't put your hands on my girl, old woman, man.
Hold on, I told
you, woman.
Everybody like Jamal. Jamal this. Jamal that. Nigga, I say fuck Jamal, nigga. Nigga, fuck you.
Lorenzo Maddox. Dennis Goodman. Brittany Diamond Carpentero. Bone Crusher. Rashida. Clayton English. Young Jet. Andrea Pitts. Sierra Gamble. Brandon Wallace. Chris Manuel. John Phil Scott. Marquita Goings. Ron English. Chris Holyfield. 22Q. From writer and director Henderson Maddox. 5 days in the A. Life, love, and the struggle. Join us.
Welcome to the one and only Atlanta University. My name is Alicia, and I will be keeping you up to date on all the campus drama, the lies, deceit, rumors, suspicions, everything. But just don't tell nobody you heard it from me. Who is she, Adam?
I told you she's nobody, Mia.
How do you know her?
After our last football game, Ronnie asked me to go over to her and get the number for him, so I did.
So why is she sending you text messages telling you how much she loves you?
I don't know.
Tell me what's going on between you and this girl, Adam. Tell me.
Nothing.
Did you sleep with her?
No.
You're lying. We're done, Adam.
Yeah, this is your boy Robert, and I want to thank everyone for coming out to the Dolphus House Party in the history of Atlanta University. Now let's keep this party rocking. Yeah.
Ooh. Here comes your boo, Mia. That's not my boo. We broke up. You what?
But his Facebook status says it's complicated.
Let's go, Alicia.
But we just got here.
And now it's time to go.
Mia, wait. We really need to talk.
About what? Did y'all really break up?
It's complicated.
That's what I thought. It's not complicated. Adam, it's a wrap. It's over.
Mia, wait. You said you wanted to know the truth, right?
For cast photos, character bios, news, and reviews, please visit thelikeusshow.com. In campus celebrity news, Mia and Adam broke up because Mia found some wild text messages from some chick in Adam's phone, and like most boys, he lied about everything. And of course, Adam shows up at AU's most highly anticipated party of the year, and now Mia wants to go, but Adam's not letting her leave. He's finally going to tell her the truth.
So who is she, Adam? Who was the girl sending you those text messages?
She's just a friend, Mia.
Yesterday she was nobody.
I told you she talks to Ronnie. Mia, listen to me. I love you, and I would never do anything to hurt you.
It's over, Adam.
Stop. You shouldn't be doing this. Stop. Stop it. You don't love me. You love her. This is wrong. I said stop it.
You shouldn't have done that.
Please visit our student center at thelikeusshow.com to download the official Like Us.
Adam stops Mia to tell her what she thinks is going to be the truth, but all he says is, she's just a friend, Mia. Please, that boy got to be stupid if he thinks Mia or any other woman with a handful of brain cells is going to fall for that. What was that?
I'm gonna go get Rob.
No, I'm fine.
We need to get you some help.
I said I was fine.
We're just trying to help you.
I don't remember asking you for help. I can help myself. Okay, she says she doesn't need our help, Mia, so let's go.
We can't just leave her like this. She can barely stand up.
And I can barely take this smell. The girl reeks of liquor. Let's go. Corey, are you in there?
Corey?
That's my sister, Shannon. Tell her I'm not here.
She's in here, Shannon.
Corey, where have you been? I've been looking all over the place for you. Shannon, I have to tell you something.
Well, you can start by telling me what happened to you.
Your skirt's all jacked up, your shirt's hanging off you, and like I figured you've been drinking. Get up, we're leaving. Mia, that was her. That was.
For more information,
mixing the tracks back to back.
Back to back.
Beat to beat.
Beat to beat.
With the only DJ
that knows how to get the job done.
Thanks for letting me stay with you, Mark. I really appreciate it.
I told you you could stay as long as you want. I need a roommate anyway.
No, this is only temporary. That is, if Vernon can come through like he's promised.
Roger, I saw Darlene with Linus and Claire at the Mortimer Club. They look pretty close to me. I think it's time you face facts.
How can I blame her? I've heard her, and she's using Sinclair to get back at me.
So now you've put your marriage in the hands of Vernon Montgomery? Good God, man, have you lost your mind?
Hey, I might not always approve of the man's methods, but I've learned one thing about my father-in-law. He gets what he wants.
And what is it that he wants?
He wants me married to his daughter, cranking out babies until he gets his male heir.
And that's what you want?
I love Darlene, and I'm willing to do anything to be with her. And in case you haven't noticed, the Montgomery Mansion's nothing to slouch at.
Hey, I know it's not a palace, but I decorated myself.
Yeah, except that it could fit in one of the Montgomery closets.
So why did you leave then? You said Vernon offered to let you stay on.
Vernon told me to. He said that it's part of his plan, whatever that means. God, Mark, you got to promise to keep this under your hat. If Darlene ever finds out...
She won't hear it from me. But I definitely think you have good reason to worry.
Why? What do you mean?
You're in bed with the devil and his daughter, Raj. Don't think for a second that Montgomery won't want something in return.
As long as he can save my marriage, I don't care what he wants. He can have it.
Ben, I've been trying to call you all day. Why weren't you at the bank this morning?
It's over, Delilah.
What do you mean it's over? Why are you packing your office?
I'm leaving the agency. Isn't it obvious? It's all over.
My land.
It's not for sale any longer.
Not for sale? That's impossible. You said...
Nobody in this agency knew about the oil, Delilah. One of your people turned on you and me in the process.
Who bought my land, Ben?
Vernon Montgomery.
God, no. How could you sell it to him, of all people, Ben?
He's blackmailing me. He got a hold of my personnel file and threatened to use certain things against me. He said he'd tell my family.
I don't give a damn about you or your family. I have signed lease options on that oil, Ben.
My hands are tied, Delilah. What can I do?
You can prepare for the biggest lawsuit of your career. I'll break you for this, Ben Chamberlain. I swear to God I will.
No money changed hands, Delilah. I hate to say it, but I think you find those options are worthless.
We'll see. Apparently, there are other ways to make you pay. Vernon's not the only one who can expose you.
Please just leave me alone. I didn't have a choice.
Of course you did, Ben. You just made the wrong one. I'll see you in court with a copy of your personnel file in my hands.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do?
Roger, are you waiting for Daddy, too?
He called and asked me to come to his office. I have no idea what he wants.
I have a meeting in an hour.
You had a meeting. I've just secured one of the largest oil deposits in Louisiana. Montgomery Oil is about to double in size, maybe even triple.
You're kidding.
Daddy, that's wonderful. I'll let my department know right away.
That's no longer your responsibility, my pet. You're about to take on a more productive role here at Montgomery Oil. You both are.
What are you talking about, Vernon?
I've decided to give you both a higher office here at Montgomery Oil. Now that Reginald is retiring, I'll need you more than ever. We're all going to do this together.
You're joking, Daddy, really?
Not about something like this. Darling, you claim this is what you want, so here's your chance.
It is what I've always wanted. You know it is.
Good. So I trust this will put an end to this foolishness about a divorce.
What?
Well, surely you two can't hope to work so closely together if you still plan to drag each other and the family through a messy ordeal like that. Darlene, be sensible. Think of the company.
You knew about this, didn't you, Roger? That's why you were so willing to move out of the mansion. Hypocrite.
I'm just as surprised as you are. Vernon, I think Darlene's going to need some time to think about this. And me too, for that matter.
There's no time and there's nothing to think about. Darlene, I'm handing you the opportunity you've always wanted, and I'm only asking for one little thing in return.
It's a good thing you had Ben Chamberlain sign these lease options. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a leg to stand on.
So, you really think we have a case, Mark? Can we stop Vernon from stealing my oil? Hell, my entire future!
Dead in his tracks. He may own the land, but he can't touch what's under the surface. Well, not for now, anyway.
You're a genius, Mark. I knew I could count on you.
Don't praise me yet. This is all speculation. Pulling it off in front of a judge is another matter.
He doesn't own everyone in this county. File the injunction, Mark.
My secretary is preparing the paperwork. I'll file it by lunchtime. We should be able to serve Montgomery by the end of the day.
I'll serve him myself. Oh, Vernon, you didn't.
I certainly did. Darlene would have thrown her marriage to the wolves, and for what? Lionel Sinclair, I had to do something.
But to make her and Roger work so closely at Montgomery, or why?
I need an heir, Amelia, and I'm not getting any younger. I can't take any chances, especially when it comes to the likes of Lionel Sinclair.
You
have another daughter, Vernon.
Melissa is a sweet child, but a bit of a ninny. I can't count on her to give me an heir. By who?
What a terrible thing to say.
You know I love both my girls, but facts are facts, my dear.
But forcing Darlene to stay in an unhappy marriage? Oh, Vernon.
Roger loves Darlene, and he'll make her happy again. He's sworn to me he'll do whatever it takes.
Roger swore to you? In exchange for what?
You needn't concern yourself with that, Amelia. That boy loves your daughter, and that's all that matters. Trust me when I say it's all under control.
For you, maybe. Always you.
Sir, Delilah Dane is here to see you.
Just as long as you don't call me rude, I bet they knew as soon as they saw me. Good night is over with this song she wrote. Streets like cold Chicago, ain't nothing new, I seen it all before. But still I fall like no tomorrow. Good night is over with this song she wrote. All she wrote, all she wrote. I said it's over with this song she wrote. All she wrote, all she wrote. Good night is over with this all.
Good night is over with this all. She wrote, you know they say that time is money. I'm a hustler, go get it. Regardless, I won't drop it. Then I do it for my kids, my family, so we even. Right. Man, fuck starving, they gon' make me take it to the street life. I'm going through hard times. My life is burning like a candle. In the Bible, say that God will put you with that you can handle. Say the word, you hear me. I think the world fear me. My vision kind of blurred, but I can see them seeing clearly. Coach put me in the game. Fuck waters, it's touch time. Squad up and spellbound. I'm hooked up. What's up? Now, racing and facing myself, look, I'm saying humble. I don't care what you call me, because my money growing bosom. They knew when they saw me, and they were thinking less of me. They knew when they heard me, that I was out of Texas. See, I ain't talking hot sauce, but whenever it pop off, I hope I don't get knocked off, because they know I'm not soft. Stressing to kick my rocks off.
I don't really care what you call me, just as long as you don't call me rude. I bet they knew as soon as they saw me, good night is over with this song she wrote. Streets like cold Chicago, ain't nothing new, I've seen it all before. But still I fall like no tomorrow.
Alright, the common denominator, the center sport. Well, cause I'm pushing the limits from what you saw before. Powers like the diva when you see the bald eagle with his talents all around me. And I'm smiling at the people, see you balling bad car. Well, mine are all in assets. So many bad royalties, I ain't cashed yet. Dollars in the euros turn heroes in the killings. Buy some land in the desert, you like what the fuck you building? And they say it's all she wrote, but I'm reading her Hippocrafor. More popular than Pharaoh and the arrow in Achilles. Necessarily, you see me as a man and not a myth. But my words are forever legendary. I exist. I am higher than your holy empire. I am sick. Iris 3730, aiming to win. I don't miss. I am doing it because everybody ruined it, pursuing it. I give it all away and walk the surf like I ain't worried about the fucking money.
Now I don't really care what you call me. You can't even call me home. You think you're doing good if they saw me. Never made a piece of Christmas to know. Almost like a death parado. Now I'll never know when I'm gonna go. Till I'm all in the film tomorrow. Till it's over and it's all tomorrow.
Like, I'm like doing this fucking shit no more. Like,
Like, you got all these niggas, all these bitches, like really out here, really thinking they talking about something. And niggas ain't saying shit, like, and like honestly, that's just how I feel. Really, true speaking, like I don't believe you, son. And I could care less if the person even believe what the fuck I'm saying. Like, I know it's real. Like, I know what the fuck I go through, son.
My mind and body is a weapon. I move like a cheetah. What's sweeter than my cool? Open up in between her. My pussy muscles tighter than a snake in Argentina. Been on a hustle for years, so I've been on the come up. Green in line, pick a ticket and stick with your number. Winter time, get time, show off in the summer. With a dime, pick a mine, I'm fucker and gunner. My style wavy like baby, stunner. Homie, I punch you in your face, just a gunner. Lyrics to rain on these niggas and bring the thunder. Yeah, that boom, it's clear the room, I'm out my tomb. Reborn, it can't kill me, it can't kill me. Which means the energy will evolve into a 2G. Mind of a gold mine, pressure I don't mind. Those beats wake up tight, need to control mine. The focus rhyme on my leisure time, it's peace of mind. I'm at the problem, I'm at the peace of peace, I'm on the time. Niggas, they don't think, bitches, they don't see. Nobody's seeking out it, so why would they take heed? Trying to do my wallet like Wallace, I'm even sheed. All-star player, I ain't even in the lab. Kill a rat, nigga, like I kill a caterpillar. Niggas, I'm playing you, and pull your skull back like a banana. See, homie, think I'm cool, but I'm cool. And inside, it's like sharks swimming in the pool. And I'm the worst, no luck with me. So tell your man to chill, we can't fuck with me. You heard? I can see you in home. Break your feet to your dome. Make niggas shit in their pants. Smelling through their clothes. Legs shaking, head aching. They got no concentration. Yeah, you a G. Mason. Heart forging, broom baking. They stay hating. Broken Aggie, so I smoke a fatty in the AM. Case lay your bitch like a DJ in the AM. Wait, but got money to pay them. Silly ass niggas, don't feel me ass niggas. Come outside, they walk through me ass niggas. Stick a chain bigger when you see that flame flicker. The flame flicker for your freaking damn chain figures. Show off, the boys is hungry and they be watching. Little niggas in the hall, 3D plotting. Game a little scary, learn the cheat code. Fuck the government, don't talk the cheat code. Mine all walked out, mine on drugs. I smoke the holy land weed from above. Believe it, achieve it, Dr. Napoleon. Got the heart to kill, it's really real in the field. But you really know the deal. Same shit going down, round time is in the tail. I'm really real, he really real, so homie chill. Cause nowadays, they be holding off a pill. I ain't the one walking around, bumping my lips. I'm quiet in the storm, cause my thoughts be the sickest. Papa was a rapper, mama was a dancer. Now they won't judge me and bang me with the hammer. Shit on these niggas, no pamper in the hamper. But young as scared as the dark, I pissed on grandma. Nasty ass nigga, sad classy ass nigga. Foot on the gas, too fast.
Government gang. My whole squad sing chitty bang bang, make the city gang bang. My whole squad sing chitty bang, make the city gang bang.
Yeah. Talking, so I keep my ears to the trenches. Cheers, all my peers, all gears in the trenches. Yeah, we toast champagne like mobsters. Take trips OT to eat lobsters. When I speak, they say that my speech proper. I reach pop and get a piece of that peach cobbler. Hit the road, put the car on cruise. Any beef, come on, dog, you spark on loose. Pull them hammers out, y'all gon' ooze. We pop those tools, teach our dudes how to follow rules. Young folk drop jewels over the track. Over red and vodka, mix a bigger soda with trash. Come to the hood, you know where it's at. I show you the class, the soda, the classic. Blow you the scraps, homes. They say, bro, I ain't know you can rap. Cause I'm a hustler, not a rapper, I just know how to rap.
My whole squad sing chitty bang bang, make the city gang bang. My whole squad sing chitty bang bang, make the city gang bang.
I'll let the toolie ring, niggas the toolie hang. Over the crew you claim, cock back aim. Pop at your brain, this is not no game. Blow the plot out your brain, so don't think about it. The B4 heat strong, don't speak about it. I keep the 9 on me, never leave the crib without it. ARs and 223, I put your chest to your back and leave your wig in the weed. Teach you the type of folk, make deals with the D. Let me stand out, you eating that cheese. I'll put the thing to your knot, no remorse when I squeeze. That's the rules of the game, if you top, you leave. We don't tell, that's not the code of the G. All I do is count stacks, stay blowing on trees. Until you faggot ass dudes who be hating on me, don't split, cause I'll be lurking.
Try nothing like the Tommy, hurt him and murk him.
My old squad sing chitty bang bang, make the city gang bang. My old squad sing chitty bang bang, make the city gang bang.
Yeah. Once again, here come the antidote. I'll rob you, strip you, leave you looking like D'Angelo. And if you owe some type of weight, then it yo, then it cannon blow. I never leave my jammy, yo, I got that fast jammy slow. And I got my poppy, I can move with you, hand me though. That rapper's a tool to get that crib in Miami, though. I rap for my street niggas moving them things. And my niggas struggling, trying to eat in the game. I've been on both sides, I felt the joy and the pain. It's fucked up when you broke, but life you sustain. For some reason, when you eating, niggas fight at your brain. Your enemies see you getting hazy in your veins. What makes things worse, you getting hazy with a stain. The niggas is pussy, they'll kill over a bitch. That's a street code, broke another one in the snitch. And they can throw me in the cell because I ain't selling them shit, you know?
My whole squad sing chitty bang bang, make the city gang bang. My whole squad sing chitty bang bang, make the city gang bang. My whole squad sing chitty bang bang, make the city gang bang. My whole squad sing chitty bang bang, make the city gang bang.
Yeah, K-State trying to kick in the motherfucking building, holding it down with the motherfucking government. You know what I'm saying? Name of this joint right here is called Been On My Dick. Because all you hater niggas been on our motherfucking...
I just pressed that. Okay. But if you want to keep your voice, you might have to turn the music off. Remember, so it's like recording. You're going to have to treat this as a recording session to have absolutely as least amount of noise as you can for the words you want.
Oh. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Or you can just go back and overdub it with this later.
Yeah, that might be better.
It depends on you and your time.
I mean, I got all day.
Thinking how quick do you want to get something done, you know?
I'm a million years old. I got all
yeah.
Is that right, ho? See, the Hulk seems to be a best out there.
William? Where the fuck is
this? Look at me. You're already here, come on.
What the fuck? Who the fuck are these clowns?
Dude, is everything so cool?
William, fuck in here.
Fuckers. You think you're doing coming to my fucking house with that fucking kid?
You with the Johnson party?
Yep, absolutely. I'm Mr. Johnson. Okay, I'm Mr. Johnson. Please don't.
He learns that.
Yep.
Thank you.
down the street. But I'm not JFK, Dr. King, I'm more like me. I'm a street shop truck, no one in my southern brother's streets. Clock, Miami, UK, around the world, I'm out of door. Music, high individuals in the back.
Yo, you can do it, man. You can do it, man. I see you can do it. You can do it. I'm glad to have a platform to speak to the public. I'm back on my grind, that's my G, and I love it. And anyone who want it, the bullshit, the fights, trying to soil up my name, let them know I'm not above it. I can get it in too, making life unlivable. I'm not the one to fuck with, I'm unfuckwittable. You were just miserable, sad and it's pitiful. They only be half as great as me if there was 10 of you. I never try to be what I'm not, but you pretend to do what other cats can do, but hoping that they'll be your friend. You. Real niggas ain't endorsing you, they extorting you, and only with a strap on will a bitch ever get in you. Cause Jam is a veteran, never sweating these chicks, really though. Think I gotta spit it on the street.
Yo, sorry. You need to come out to the studio right now, somebody spit more shit. Real talk, this dude is spitting your lyrics. Alright, hurry up, I'll
see you. I'm like Elemental P, bitch.
Hey, some motherfucker got the nerve to be stealing my shit.
Stealing what? Baby, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's my motherfucking lyrics he's spinning, that motherfucker.
I don't got no clue.
That's my shit, motherfucker.
I don't know, man.
I ain't got no clue what you're talking about, baby. Motherfucker, come out here. Come out here, motherfucker! What the fuck you doing stealing my lyrics, motherfucker?
I ain't stealing your lyrics,
I'm chill out. Baby, chill out now!
Baby, chill out! Chill out, baby, shit! Baby, I ain't stealing your shit! Baby, chill out! Baby, I ain't stealing your shit!
Baby, man, what you doing, man? You can't be going crazy like this in my spot, man!
Tell me what to do now.
Around 9.
cruising down fine, riding the Alpine with that Georgia on my mind. Boy, I got that Georgia in my spine. Therefore, I feel
I know you know, but you can tell me.
Rep my city, ACLA-NCA, and I'm going to swag it out straight to California. Live now.
This lawyer, this is his partner,
in the MIA.
Make you think that I would have known that I share all your secrets.
And this gambling thing is a sickness. I try to help him, but every time I try to help him, he just gets mad and everything else, and I just don't understand what I need to do.
Honey, I know you're trying to protect me, and I'm telling you the truth. But this is about my life, too. Yes. Since his wife died, I became the mother.